hello, and welcome to episode 191 of the Fitness Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Kim Schlag. On today's episode, I have got a hot take for you about menopause weight loss, something that has just been bugging in my brain lately as I've just been watching some things on TikTok and Instagram and whatnot, something I want to talk to you about being successful at weight loss in menopause. And then we're going to dive into weight loss plateaus. How do you know if you're in a plateau? Why did I say that word like that? How do you know? It's a Friday and I'm in a silly mood today. I'm really excited, heading to the Eras Tour movie tonight, and I'm feeling a little giggly, and for some reason I can't talk. I keep mispronouncing words. That is the me that is showing up on the podcast today, is mispronouncing words, Kim. So, plateau. We're going to talk about weight loss plateaus. How do you know if you're in one? What do you do if you are in one? That's what we're covering today. Let's do it. What is going on, my friend? As always, it is good to be here having a chat with you. I know when you listen to this, we aren't actually together, but know that when I am recording these podcast episodes, I think about just one person that I am speaking to. I just imagine that I'm speaking to just you, just one person, like I would if we were having a phone chat and you asked me a question. So I'm excited to be here with you. Hope you're having a great day. Today's episode is going to be on the shorter side. I have a few things in mind that I want to chat through with you. First up, I have a hot take on menopause weight loss. And then second, we are going to cover the subject of weight loss plateaus. We did a deep dive on this subject this week in Fitter After 40 based on questions that were coming up there. And I want to bring that chat to you here as it is something that is commonly misunderstood, and that misunderstanding can lead to unwarranted and unhelpful frustration. So let's dive in. Hot take up first. Something I hear a lot of coaches say that really grinds my gears is, quote, yes, weight loss and menopause is hard, but you can be successful if you're more meticulous and more consistent. That, my friend, is BS. Not the first part, that you can still be successful part. That is 1000% true. You can absolutely be successful with weight loss and menopause. I help women do it all the time. By the way, when I'm saying menopause in this conversation, I'm talking about the entire menopause transition. So I'm talking about perimenopause and I'm talking about postmenopause as well. Anytime in there, for a lot of women, the most symptomatic time is going to be perimenopause. But I got to tell you, I was thinking I was a year and a half, but all of a sudden I think now I'm 2.5 years postmenopause. I'm sometime postmenopause. I'm still highly symptomatic. Most of my symptoms are kept in check with my HRT, the ones that were really debilitating, but I keep developing new symptoms that are unpleasant. This week has been absolutely horrific. It started a few weeks ago. This is a little bit off topic, by the way. I wasn't going to talk about menopause symptoms, but it just came up. I am struggling with itchiness. I have itchy palms. I have itchy, like the top of my feet, like right above, like right about where my foot meets my ankle. And I have an itchy head and I get an itchy back. Sometimes I feel like, you know, I see like videos of like animals rubbing their backs on trees. That's me these days. I'm always like rubbing my back against the corner of a wall or like getting like a chopstick, some random chopstick out of my drawer and trying to reach it down my back. I think I need to buy a back scratcher, or like I'm running and I have to like reach down and try and scratch the top of my ankle while I'm running or driving a car. It's been really upsetting. It's been a couple of weeks now that I'm just itchy. And then the other thing is I have really, really sore chest. It's very sore, specifically my nipples, but the whole thing, like I'm sitting here hugging it right now. Still having symptoms post-menopause, but for a lot of people, those symptoms are worse in perimenopause. My symptoms were much worse in perimenopause. But when you hear me say the word menopause in this chat, I'm talking about that entire transition wherever you are. And so when people say like, oh, to lose weight in menopause, you just got to, you know, try harder. You got to be more meticulous. You got to be more consistent. That is just not true. It is missing the mark by a lot. Yes, weight loss is harder in menopause. But the remedy to that is not just try harder, do better. That's not the remedy. You don't need a higher degree of consistency than your younger counterparts. You don't have to come in closer to your calorie targets than those not yet in menopause. we know that neither menopause nor age is reducing your metabolism. It's not till after age 60 that we begin to see a slowing in metabolism at all, and that is very minimal. So it's not more precision that is needed. It's a focus on what is making the weight loss harder in menopause, identifying and addressing the very real hurdles that you now have that you didn't have before perimenopause, before menopause. So things like lack of sleep, whether that's due to insomnia or hot flashes, low energy, joint pain, heart palpitation, anxiety, depression, heavy periods, all of those things. Like I just told you, I'm itchy and I have sore boobs, all of these things. You would likely have a cluster of hurdles. You might also have hurdles that aren't specific to menopause, but they're due to this life stage changes that are happening. Maybe you have increased responsibility to care for your aging parents. Maybe you're doing that while raising teenagers. Or maybe you're dealing with the emotions of having an empty nest or navigating what it's like to parent teenagers. Or maybe it's figuring out what to do next career-wise or just in life as you've matured and you're wanting something different. And all of the stress that can come from that. Maybe you're taking on more responsibility at work. Lots of things can happen at this particular stage in life along with menopause. And so identifying your specific hurdles that are impacting your ability to get into and sustain a calorie deficit, daily movement, and a workout regimen, and then designing and implementing strategies to address these hurdles one by one is what it takes to be successful at weight loss and menopause. It is not just try harder, be more precise with your calorie tracking. That is not the issue. We need to tackle these very real, why can I not say the words very real? Very real hurdles that you have, the hurdles that are causing you to struggle to hit your calories, that are causing you to struggle to move more. And it might be how you're feeling. It might be time. It might be stress eating. It is likely multiple of these at one time. And so we figure out what are they and then how can we help you overcome them. A lot of this is mental work. It is still work. It is still effort, but it's not just about like get your calories closer. All right, rant over. If you want help with this, by the way, this is what I help with in Fitter After 40. The next round will open in the spring of 2024. I know that sounds really far away right now. It's going to be here before you know it. You can get your name on the wait list right now so you don't miss a thing. I'll pop that link in the show notes so you can easily find it. All right, next subject for today, let's talk about weight loss plateaus. We're going to talk about what a plateau is not and how do you know if you are in a plateau, and what do you do about it? So what is not a weight loss plateau? What a lot of people think a weight loss plateau is, I'm losing weight. Oh, wait, my weight is the same today as it was yesterday. Another day, it's kind of the same. Another day, it's really similar. Another day, wow, like I haven't gone back to a new low yet. I've been hitting new lows fairly consistently, and I haven't hit a new low in several days or a week. This is not a plateau. In order to actually identify if you're in a plateau, you're going to need to zoom out and look at a bigger chunk of time. So I'm going to give you kind of walk through a checklist here of how to know if you might be in a weight loss plateau. The first thing is that you're going to want to see no change in at least 3 full weeks. You heard that right, 3 full weeks in any of the following 4 measures. So if you have change in any one of these 4 over 3 weeks, okay, you are not in a plateau. Scale weight, progress pictures, measurement, or how your clothes are fitting. So if you see change in any one of those in the last 3 weeks, you are not in a plateau. If you're like 3 weeks, what? Absolutely. We cannot tell anything within a short period of time. Your weight today compared to 2 days ago, your weight today compared to last week, that's not going to give us the information we need to know to see if you're in a plateau. Average your daily weigh-ins for 1 week and then keep averaging them and compare your average daily weigh-in from week 1 to at least week 3. Frankly, I really like 4 weeks. And again, this is going to apply to somebody who has been successfully losing weight. Okay, so when we're talking about a plateau, we're talking about somebody who's successfully losing weight, and now they're like, am I continuing to lose weight or am I not? Okay, so as you've seen those numbers come down, I want you to continue daily weigh-ins, monitor those, average those out across the week by adding up those seven numbers, dividing by seven to get your average daily weight. Compare that from week one to at least 3 weeks later, if not 4 weeks later. We're looking to see a lowering there. If there has been a lowering, you are not in a plateau. We're looking at a minimum of half a pound per week. Okay, so if you have lost over 3 weeks, if you have lost a pound and a half, you have not been in a plateau. If you've lost even a half a pound, if you've lost even a pound in 3 weeks, you're not in a plateau. Okay, so that's scale weight. Progress pictures. You got to take progress pictures. You want to take those wearing as little clothing as possible. I prefer people to wear either a two-piece swimsuit or a pair of shorts that are not baggy. So short shorts or tight shorts and a sports bra. We want to see as much as possible. You want to take those pictures showing your entire body from head to toe, preferably not in a mirror. Just put your phone on your bathroom counter propped up with like your water bottle or something and take your pictures that way. An easy way to do that is actually just push record on a video, go and stand in the various positions and then screenshot them. So you don't need another person to do these. So you want to do forward facing all the way from your head to your feet, back facing all the way from your head to your feet, and then both sides. So you can see all around your body. You want to wear the same clothes when you take the pictures. You want to have the same lighting and be in the same spot. As much of that consistency as possible is going to help you really see the differences. So when you're looking at those pictures, put them side by side. You cannot tell by like scrolling on your phone. You're likely not going to be able to see the differences. So you want to use an app, like a free app, like PicStitch is a good one. And you want to use the grid where you can put the two pictures side by side. So you put your front picture from 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago right next to today's picture. Okay. And then you can look at them, compare various areas like your midsection, your back, your thighs from one to the other. Okay, so that's progress pictures. You want to look at measurements. You want to take measurements and you want to compare those with a tape measure from week one to week three. If you see any change in your measurements, you are not in a plateau. And then the last one is fit of clothes. You should be trying on a pair of pants or a skirt that has a hard waistband, so nothing stretchy. Put those on whatever week you're listening to this. If you're like, wait, I didn't do it at the beginning, start it now. Put them on now. Notice how they fit, how they close, how they zip up. Notice that and then try those on. If you notice after 3 weeks, even if the scale isn't moving, that your clothes fit significantly better, you are not in a plateau. So we're not looking for change in all of those. Great if there is change in multiple of those, but if you have change in any one of those, you are not in a plateau. Now, going along with these weeks that we're talking about, if you're like, okay, well, it's been at least 3 weeks and I'm not seeing change in any of those, the next thing I want you to pay close attention to is your consistency for that period of time. We want to see consistency. When we're trying to decide if a person is in a plateau, I want to see consistency of above 90%. Typically, to lose weight, you do not need to have more than 80%. Like 90% is going to get you faster results. 80% is going to get you really good results. But when you're trying to decide like, hey, am I in a plateau? Do I need to reduce my calories? I want to see 90% consistency with calories, protein, and your steps. Can you hear my dog jingling? My doggy is scratching right behind me, just jingling away. So if the question is, am I in a plateau? We want to try and increase that consistency so we can make the best decisions possible. So let's look at 90% consistency with calories, protein, and steps for at least 3 weeks. If after 3 weeks with 90% consistency with calories, protein, and steps, you're not seeing any change in those measures I have given you above with the weight, the pictures, the measurements, and the fit of clothes, you might be in a plateau. I want you to consider a few more things. Number one, take into consideration recent trips, holidays, and celebrations. Do not make changes if things have not been business as normal for the last few weeks. So if it's, you know, if you're a week out from Thanksgiving, we don't want you to be making decisions based on what your weight is now versus pre-Thanksgiving. Same thing after Christmas. You don't want to be making decisions then. You want to have things business as normal for at least those 3 weeks. Often there's a bump up in the scale and then it comes back down, but it takes some time. And then I want you to consider your overall rate of progress. We're looking at a half a pound per week on average minimum. A mistake I see people making when they're comparing their weight is that they take their highest weight currently. So like whatever random scale spike that made you start thinking like, wait, am I in a plateau? And they start looking at that kind of thing and they compare it to their lowest weight, like a single day from a few weeks before. And they're like, ooh, like something's going on here. My weight is not continuing to go down. It's not as far away as I needed it to be or wanted it to be. And so we don't want to do that. We want to look at averages and we want to see about a half a pound per week on average minimum. Now, if you're like, oh, wait, I'm definitely not in a plateau based on all of those things you just said, or if you're like, I don't even know, go ahead and spend time looking at these. Take those progress pictures, start doing the daily weigh-ins, the measurements, the fit of clothes, really work on your consistency to your calories, your protein, and your step goals with at least 90% consistency. Pay attention to your overall rate of progress. Do that for at least 3 weeks and then reevaluate. Or maybe you hear this and you're like, okay, wait, like I think that's me. I have done all those things. I've been 90% consistent. Yes, I've been taking pictures and measurements and the fit of clothes. I haven't had a holiday or a vacation or a birthday or any of those things in the past few weeks. It's been business as usual. I think I am in a plateau. What do I do next? Well, at that point, it's going to be a decision about, okay, you're not losing weight anymore. And to be honest, this is going to be a person who has lost a substantial amount of weight. You're not going to be in a plateau after just losing a handful of pounds. It's going to be after having lost a significant amount of weight, if you fall in that category. And it's time then to adjust your deficit. The most straightforward way to do that is to reduce your calories a bit. You could also, if you are already quite lean, if you're like, you know what, I've gotten to a fairly lean place and I don't really want to take calories lower, this would be a time that you could apply the tool of adding in a bit of extra cardio to increase your calories out. So either a small reduction in calories, and I often find it easier to do that. And I am talking small. I'm not talking multiple hundreds of calories. I'm talking a small reduction. Often an easy way to do that is reducing calories. If you think about your calories over the course of a week, having calories go lower on a particular day, it can be challenging to just like take 50 calories off per day because that's quite precise. But if you're like, okay, I've had 4 higher days and 3 lower days in my calorie cycling, maybe now you go to 3 higher days and 4 lower days. Something like that, adjusting the calories on a particular day. So you're not making like minuscule changements, you know, that are like, I'm going to have half a banana less every day of the week. That can be hard to do. So reducing your calories like that, and or adding in a bit of cardio and see if over time you see your weight come back down. All right, that is what I have for you about plateaus today. I hope that this was helpful. Message me and let me know if you have any follow-up questions about that. Happy to take those. There is a way now you can respond like right on the podcast. You can like leave questions and comments. It may have been there for a while, but I'm just noticing it and people are leaving things there. So feel free to do that. You can always message me via email, kim@kimschlagfitness.com, or you can definitely do Instagram DMs. Those can take a little while. They get pretty crowded. Always happy to talk to you. Have a wonderful weekend and we'll talk soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Fitness Simplified podcast. I hope you found it motivational, inspirational, educational, organizational. If you did find value in this episode today, it would mean a great deal to me if you would leave a rating and review on whatever podcasting platform you are listening to this episode on. It really does help to get this podcast in front of other people. Thanks so much for being here.